Will be on the record. Before we address Ms. Vogel, your motion, I have a follow-up question that relates to the schedules or exhibits attached to the settlement stipulation. And this may be for Mr. McDougal or Mr. Clement, so I'll let you sort it out, but in terms of the mechanics, as I understand it, the proposed EBA revenues that are presented are projected based on loads that are, that relate to a former historical period, 2013, or something like that. Whatever they are, they're not likely to be exactly what's experienced during the November 1, 2014 to November 1, 2015 period. So, given that inevitable mismatch, what happens, you know, if the company has amortized the complete balance of the, in the account before we reach November 1, 2015? Does the company somehow act to stop the collection, or does it continue to collect and that gets sorted out in the next EBA case?
I am gonna defer to Mr. McDougal to make sure you get the complete response on that one.
Sorry, I took your advice and went back to the more comfortable seat. What we are planning on doing in the EBA would just be to roll that forward to the future EBA. So what we will do is just keep this rate in effect until next November 1st. If there is a positive or a negative balance, that balance will then roll forward into the future EBA filings.
Thank you, that's helpful. And now to the motion. We, that is, the commission finds and concludes that facts have been presented sufficient for us to approve the settlement stipulation. And we will issue an order, a written order that will further articulate those findings and conclusions. But that is our order as of today. And we expect the written order will issue before November 1st. With that action, is there anything further for the commission at this time? Then we're adjourned, and thank you all very much for your participation.
Thank you.